One troop movement the Pentagon is planning, a gradual shift of some 15,000 troops away from the demilitarized zone of Korea. Washington announced the move earlier this year. It will put the Americans further south, out of the range of North Korean artillery. The Bush administration cast this decision as part of a global strategy designed to enhance troop mobility and military technology. In South Korea, the decision has provoked anxiety, distrust, and fears that the U.S.-South Korean alliance is in trouble. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul.
It's been called the most dangerous spot in the world, the Korean DMZ, 4 kilometers wide, running from Korea's west coast to its east coast. Hundreds of thousands of North Korean troops just to the north, armed with thousands of heavy artillery, whose rockets and shells can reach Seoul just 30 miles away. To the south, thousands of South Korean and American troops placed there to block any attack poised for war.
So blue sign went down, passed, marched the official entrance to the southern boundary of the DMZ. If North Koreans actually do infiltrate from the DMZ on this road, because this is the only road that connects north and south, those are rigged with charges. They'll blow that wall.
The 15,000 troops of the 2nd Infantry Division have been in place just south of the DMZ for many years. They are there to deter North Korea from invading the south, and in the case of an invasion, to make clear the United States would have no choice but to wage war again in Korea. Now the Bush administration views the 2nd ID as the only combat division in the U.S. military that lags in technology and mobility. The Pentagon wants to move it south of Seoul, away from the North Korean guns, and into a position to be more mobile and more deadly if an attack comes. Officially, the South Korean government supports this redeployment, according to Ban Ki-moon, foreign affairs advisor to President Roh Moo-hyun.
We understand the strategic necessity and background of U.S. administration to reposition or redeploy American forces. We understand also that it is possible through the development of sophisticated weaponry systems, as also improvement of American military strategy.
But it seems that besides a few government policymakers, almost no one understands this in South Korea. Most South Koreans say that either this is the first step in a U.S. withdrawal from their nation, or that it is preparation at this time of nuclear tensions for a U.S. preemptive strike against North Korea. Either view provokes great anxiety here. Even some very senior-level South Korean officials are troubled about the meaning of this. General Cha Young-ku, the Deputy Defense Minister for Policy Planning, says he understands the move will improve the capabilities of U.S. forces, but he says that's not the only consideration.
Psychological perspective is also a very important, element as a deterrence. So positioning in the northern part means already a symbolically stable for Korean people as a deterrence. If they relocate to the south, it can be interpreted, perceived as to the Korean people as if U.S. commitment be reduced.
There's a tranquility to the DMZ despite the immense array of firepower along each side, with just the cicadas in the fields and forests making much noise. From this spot, Observation Post 3, North Korea is less than a mile away, just across a very green valley. Competition between North and South is never absent, from the number of troops to the size of the flags on each side. The North Koreans have won that battle with a huge flag. It may be the world's largest, weighing in at 600 pounds, according to PFC Michael Choate, who conducts military tours here.
Now, you will notice that the flag is not flying very well today. It does take a large gust of wind to fly this enormous flag. It takes around 50 North Koreans to raise and lower this flag. If you look to your far left here, you'll see another North Korean propaganda sign. It's my favorite sign out here. It lets us know how welcome we are. Once translated, it states, "Yankee, go home."
For many South Koreans, not only do they want the Yankees to stay, but they want U.S. troops to stay right here. Conservative analyst Lee Dong-bak worries how the North Koreans will read the redeployment.
If the U.S. forces are removed from harm's way, then that is likely to open another possibility of miscalculation on the part of North Korea.
And more liberal analysts like Chung and Moon of Yonsei University fret that the U.S. missed an opportunity to get the North Koreans to pull back some of their troops as well.
We could have used movement of American forces for enhancing confidence-building measures between two Koreas and reducing tensions and reducing North Korea's conventional forces.
For all these reasons, says Scott Snyder of the Asia Foundation, at the very least, the Bush administration has failed to make its case for the changes it wants.
It complicates the task of public diplomacy for the Bush administration here, because there is a need, if we want to sustain the rationale for a strong security alliance relationship, for a clear explanation to be given to the South Korean public for the changes that appear to be about to occur.
In fact, this redeployment is expected to take place slowly over the next 5 years, but even that has been left unexplained. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.